Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, that's Ryan. Lacey will be here in a minute, and I'm Dakota, and this is Too Much Nerd Talk. Hey, Lacey, what? Came in right in the intro. Sweet.
You wouldn't let me call
you. Oh, wow. I feel like
welcome
we just
back.
Did this.
It's been too long.
It has been,
I know it's
guys.
Only,
it has been.
I know it's only been a week, but it feels like it's been like a year.
And that's the truth. And tonight's episode, I think, is going to be really fun because it's green. We nerd out on the color green. Everything green.
Green. You know why?
Because it's
for the St. Patty days. That's like my worst attempt at a Scottish accent ever.
I can't do a Scottish accent or an Irish accent or any accent.
I'll be thankful.
So what y'all been up to this week?
Working a lot. Working a lot and being a dad.
It'd be
week.
Like that sometimes.
I did get
to go to the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Erin, Tennessee today. So
how'd that go?
Was fun. It's always a blast up there. I enjoy it. They have like a big fair and carnival afterwards. So we got to do the parade and also go and enjoy that.
Is one of the rides like? Is one of the rides instead of the teacups like the shot glass or the like Irish whiskey or something?
they keep the rides and stuff all children oriented. So, but they do have the teacups, but they're the dinosaur instead of the teacup. So,
gotcha,
I will
gotcha.
Say there was a turtle car to the little children merry-go-round. I thought that was fascinating. Of the height that I was sitting right there.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Ryan,
okay.
I can hear you.
I can hear you now. Y'all went quiet for a minute.
So.
I heard like
yeah, like your window being down.
Well, I am in transit at the moment on my way to rescue some McChickens from the tyranny of McDonald's.
We did kind of throw this episode at him, like, right now.
Yeah.
This was
let's
planned for
little,
about...
But...
We were supposed to do this 30 minutes from now, but it wouldn't let me do it, set it up, and we kind of just was like, hey, bro, can you call in, like, now?
I blame Blog Talk. I mean...
I blame Denmark Blog Talk in Canada at this point because there's
yeah,
something against them.
Yeah, I forgot all about Denmark. It's probably the...
Yeah, it's probably Denmark and maybe Russia.
Yeah, oh, gosh.
Sitting over there salty as hell and green.
All right, so let's start off with some green here. What's y'all's favorite... Green, I don't know. Let's start with something nerdy. What's your favorite green superhero?
Oh, the Turtles. Like y'all didn't know that.
I figured you were going to say
Ninja Turtles really count?
Well, they did. They're green. All different colors green to be exact.
Well, I know, but like, do they count as superheroes for like comics or like?
They are
I mean,
comics.
I guess there is comics. Okay. So I guess they count, yeah.
It's your face. Anyway, go on with your own.
Well, when I think green superheroes, I think, like, you know, the big guy, you know, the Hulk and stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say him, too, the Hulk, for
he's
sure.
Yeah.
Speaking of
I'm
going to
go
Hulk,
with the Green Power
who's your, who's your favorite Hulk out of, like, live-action Hulk?
I like, who's the dude that does it, something Buffalo? That is Mark Buffalo? I like how they have his version, but I wish it, they would have did his version in the movie that came out right before it.
Not the one that came out
in like 2001 or whatever, but the one that came out in like 2008.
Okay, so what you have to remember is like the Marvel like cinematic universe. Hulk, there are three different actors that play the Hulk, even though in the Avengers it's just Mark Ruffalo. Before Mark Ruffalo,
they explain that though, because at the end of one of them, or in the, one of the Avengers movies, he sits there and says that he tried to kill himself by shooting himself in the head, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And they explained that that's why, you know, like it, you know, that was supposed to be like his face after he got shot, or whatever, right? So that's why they explained that there's a different character in it. But it's I wish they would have done that version of the Hulk in that movie, because the movie itself, like the whole plot of that movie was good. I didn't like the first one that originally came out, like back in, like I said, 01 or 02. That one just
Eric Bana was the first movie Hulk. Back when it first started.
Who was the one that did the show way back when, Ryan?
Lou Ferrigno.
The wrestler?
The bodybuilder,
yeah,
Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah, Lou Ferrigno. He was a wrestler. I like him. Of course, everybody kind of likes Mark Ruffalo because of the Avengers.
I like
but
him, too.
My favorite Hulk.
Everybody pictures him as the Hulk now, I think is what it is, because he's done it for like 15 years almost.
Well, I liked him as Bruce Banner, too, but, like, my favorite Hulk was from The Incredible Hulk. Like the viciousness, and, you know, he says Hulk smash and all that, and I really like that Hulk more than I do the other Hulks, but, I mean, Hulk, you know. Fun fact about the Hulk, did you know the Hulk actually beat Wolverine by eating him?
Yes, I've actually read that comic. Yeah. There's a lot of brutal things the Hulk's done to Wolverine in the years.
It didn't stop Wolverine, though. You know, he just cut his way out, but still, he ate Wolverine.
There's one where he pulls him apart and, like, tosses half of him one way and the other half the other way. Like, the Hulk gets down inside of it. So. But, yeah, he's probably...
I was trying to think of other green superheroes I like.
You see, are we going to count Green Lantern? Just, you know, color green?
Like Green Lantern, I guess.
Martian Manhunter's green, I think.
Martian Manhunter's green.
I've always been a Yoda fan, I'm just saying.
Yoda, yeah.
Yeah, but if we're talking Yoda, we're going into the world of sci-fi.
I mean, you haven't even...
Jump right
into
it. Who's y'all's favorite sci-fi? Green
Yoda.
I don't know how to word this.
Yeah. Probably Yoda.
You go with Yoda.
Yoda is the king of green sci-fi, I think.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, who else would be... What about the top pick of Avengers? What would he count as? The Toxic Avenger, what would he count as? Is that a superhero or would he be
intelligent? Intelligent. Dakota is not.
No.
I mean, come on. I mean, everybody you know, even if they don't watch Star Wars, they know who Yoda is. I mean, he's probably the most famous green alien of all time.
Honestly, thinking about it, I would say he probably is.
Which is weird because when I think of Star Wars, I don't think of him as an alien for some reason.
Because because they're all aliens in Star Wars, pretty much.
Yeah, but like when you watch it, you don't think of like Obi-Wan and freaking Luke Skywalker and Chewbacca as aliens. You know what I mean?
Nah, true.
Well, it's kind of like in the Marvel universe now, because you got, like, Beta Ray Bill as a horse face guy going around, and you got, like, the aliens looking all different shit in there now, so.
Yeah. It's very diverse.
Yeah.
So
Okay. What would be, okay, if aliens came to Earth, like, right now, which aliens would you want to see? Would you want to see horse face aliens? Would you want to see little green monsters? You want to see, like, what, you know, people think aliens look like, a little round, whatever?
I mean, Namekians would be pretty cool.
Yeah. Hello.
Speaking of other green, cool things, do you know what a Namekian is, Dakota?
Piccolo?
Yeah.
Piccolo from Dragon Ball is a Namekian.
Yep.
Very tall, green.
He was on my list of favorite green things. I was going to get to his.
Yes.
I literally got written down Hulk, Green Ranger, Green Lantern, Weed, and Piccolo.
Yes. I would say Piccolo is probably one of the coolest green guys of all time.
Yeah. And Kami?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kami is his other half.
Yeah, and Dende and
yeah,
Nail.
And there's Dende, or as
Nail
Nail.
Yeah.
Which we'll talk more probably about them in our Dragon Ball themed episodes, but
which I think we're gonna do that next week, aren't we?
Yeah, some yeah.
You better batten down the hatches, because if I'm doing a Dragon Ball episode, it's gonna be lit.
Yeah,
well,
we are.
Since I have so you guys know more about Dragon Ball than I do, I'm going to let you guys handle the Dragon Ball episode. I'll just chime in.
I'm pretty sure I heard that you knew more about balls than we did, but okay.
No, I said I knew more about balls than you guys, not Dragon Ball.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. My apologies.
Yes.
Testicles. You're right. Testicles. Okay.
Piccolo.
Oh,
jeez. But yeah, right, Piccolo. What's your favorite green object of all time? I know that's random.
Object?
Yeah.
No,
money's
cool.
Mine.
If it's the rules. The rules of the
money,
episode
weed.
Is our favorite things that are green. So, green objects. Lacey, you take the lead on this one.
I'm not. Dakota already did, but he's saying his, which is, again, what did you say?
I said weed and what else did I say? Oh, money.
Not all weed is green,
money.
Though, is it?
That is true. And not all
money
is
green.
Green.
Not all money. But when you say, give me the green, usually mean money, so.
Give me the green. Give me the moolah, the money.
The moolah.
I'm going to say an object that's green. I'm going to be a little less Mr. Krabs here. I'm going to say flowers or plants, maybe, you know.
Okay.
Like, I like grass, like freshly mown grass. That's green.
I didn't have like green objects down, but I did have, like, my favorite green Muppet, which is Kermit.
Oh, we got to talk about Kermit, Daddy.
I love me some Kermit. Some Kermit.
Hang on just a minute. No, thank you. I need three McChickens. Hang on just a second. Lacey, what did you want? Hurry, I'm in the drive-thru.
Don't worry about me.
Okay, we'll eat Arby's later, right?
Yeah, yep. Anyway,
okay. That's all. Just three McChickens and a can you throw a fry on there? I'm sorry, a medium fry.
Listen to us ordering on the laptop. None of that being green, by the way.
Thank you. Look, Blog Talk told us 11, so I was getting McChickens at 10:30. Okay. Hang on just a second.
No.
I was just making sure I
didn't.
Right. Should be anyway. Three Mean Chickens and a Fro. Yes, ma'am. No, it's fine. I was just making sure I said it right. Nathan, you owe me $12.78.
It's on air. Anyway,
well,
it's
good.
Air.
Now the whole world knows.
Yeah. So while he's doing that, yes, Kermit the Frog was one on mine.
Yeah, but we have to elaborate, Kermit the Frog. Give me just a second.
Thank you, ma'am.
The lady handing me my card back was like, Kermit the Frog, what the fuck?
Oh, my God, that should be an episode, Ryan going to random drive-thrus and then making them listen to our show.
That's literally just Diners, Drive-In, and Dines with Guy Fieri.
Just make him listen to our show, though. It's like you just drive up, put your phone to the window, and hit him.
I'm
going to
get frosted.
Right now, girl.
I'm going to get frosted tips on my hair and a Hawaiian t-shirt and go to drive-thrus.
Lord.
So, Lacey, why Kermit?
Anybody,
what's so special about Kermit?
I just love Kermit. Like, one, me and Ron are big fans of the Muppets anyway.
We love Kermit the Frog.
We do love Kermit the Frog.
Thanks, sir.
We love a lot of the Muppets anyway. It's just a big part of our childhood. So,
Kermit is very
memeable. It's my very, it is. Kermit is also very memeable, you're right.
Like, you can take anything and put Kermit in it, which, I mean, I guess you could with a bunch of cartoon characters or Muppets, but, like, he's just, like, he's got the whole, Nathan just texted and said he'd fuck Miss Piggy, too, but, I lost my train of thought. Yeah, so, like, Kermit's got the team
Nathan,
name.
Who's sitting next to me, and then you read his text messages. Anyway, going on.
Kermit's got the sipping team meme or whatever that is. He's got the whole yay thing where he, like, throws
yay!
His arms around and shit. Yay! I mean, his wife's a pig, but, I mean, there's nothing we can do about it.
Hey, I love him.
He likes his dick smelling like bacon. Let it go.
Yeah, he loves some bacon, too. Bacon bits, bacon glaze.
Listen, like, going off that or whatever, like, one of my favorite books at Christmas time is The Christmas Carol, written every year. My favorite version of the movie is The Muppets Christmas Carol, okay?
Like the Flintstones version better.
No, I do not. You're now dead. Anyway.
They're like, bring us the figgy pudding, and she's like, Piggy pudding? You don't know figgy pudding, Miss Piggy, you know, with figs and bacon.
Anyway, going on.
So we got Kerm Daddy. Kerm Daddy the Frog. Kerm Man.
Yeah.
Probably, I mean, is there another green Muppet besides his nephew or whatever?
Just the evil version of him.
No,
what's
the one with
Grouch.
The
mustache?
Yeah.
Oscar the Grouch.
What's the other green Muppet?
Oscar
the Grouch.
The professor's a green Muppet. Oh, and you also got to think if we're talking about Muppets, even though it's a different version of it, you know.
Oscar the Grouch is green.
Oscar the Grouch, yeah, from Sesame
Street. Yeah, from Sesame Street.
Yeah, yeah.
That dude lives in a garbage can.
Mm-hmm.
I count them
but
as Muppets
too
in a way because Kermit was on Sesame Street too, so I kind of count that as a Muppet.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
They are Muppets.
I mean,
there's another one that's
too.
Like a fuzzy little one.
I mean,
anyway,
I'd be a
any
Grouch too
thing?
If I lived in a trash can all the time. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Let's see.
You said one of our favorites, which is a Green Power Ranger. You know.
That's Tommy Oliver.
Tommy Oliver.
Even though Adam Park is also eventually the Green Ranger, we're talking about, like, Mighty Morphin.
Yeah.
The original.
Which, you know what's crazy?
we can tie the Green Ranger back into our episode we just did on suicide awareness. Speaking of Tommy
Oliver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Tommy is so cool as the Green Ranger that he can summon a freaking Dragon Zord by making flute sounds come out of a damn dagger. Like,
yeah.
It makes no
and
sense.
And I had that dagger. I was so into the Power Rangers when I was a kid, I had that dagger.
Like, it makes like, no sense, but everybody still is like, damn, that's cool. What? Dakota probably still has the dagger, like, in his
I wish I still had it. I'm not going to lie to you. I wish I still did. Cause this is like the actual, like, you put the batteries in it and you push the little buttons and it goes do-do-do-do-do, whatever the fucking thing was.
Dakota kisses it goodnight every night when he goes to sleep.
I also had the white tiger sword thing, too, when I was a kid.
Zaba or whatever its name is?
Yeah, Zaba, yeah.
The sword that he had or whatever? That shit was sweet. Yeah.
Anyway.
He gets a lot of hate as the White Ranger, though, and I don't know why. Cause
I don't know why.
Both the White and the Green Ranger were both solid.
Yes, like, iconic to me, but anyways.
Personally, I didn't like him when he became the Red Ranger.
that's when it went downhill, though. I know
they needed to switch up the colors a little bit, but, like, he was the Green Ranger. Why make him, or, you know, like...
The reason they switched up to Red Rangers is because they didn't have a lot of White Rangers to use, because they were using footage from Japan at the time.
makes sense.
Yeah. Anyway,
we have about 8 minutes left. Trying to think of what else. Green. Favorite green food.
I've got something green that we haven't mentioned yet that is the granddaddy of greens.
All right. We'll get to that.
Let's do
favorite green food and then hit that one. We'll save it for last.
What's that?
We'll save yours for last since it's the granddaddy. All right.
Sorry,
favorite
I couldn't hear you
food.
Very well.
Oh, you're good. Y'all probably eat lettuce and stuff. I don't, so y'all can describe that better than me.
Ryan doesn't do lettuce. But
yeah,
lettuce.
My favorite
for...
green food would have to be some fresh green apples. Just like...
Chris.
Well, I would say grapes, but they all taste the damn same. So,
they do not. They always taste the same to you
as
5% of the world.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So since all grapes taste the same, I can't choose green grapes.
I can't deal with you right now.
So
your own knowledge.
I'm gonna have to go with pears. I like me a juicy green pear.
Good pear. All right.
I like pears. What about vegetables? Those are fruits.
Squash.
Even though lettuce,
I guess,
squash.
I like green onions. Green onions
Ooh.
Are really good.
Green onions are good.
Mm-hmm.
I like some green onions.
Green pepper.
Sure.
Green pepper.
Nathan would fuck a pear.
Oh, gosh. Stop it. Anyway, what's going on?
You can definitely tell.
We need to see an episode about him now.
You can definitely tell which family member in this community of Nerd Talk is the youngest.
Which is nice.
He's the,
anyways, moving forward.
That's going on a t-shirt for him for the shows, guys. I would fuck a pear.
Yep, that's his shirt.
That's the guy that would fuck
a pear.
Yeah. Anyways, moving forward. What was the
my vegetable?
Friend?
Hang on. I didn't get my vegetable in yet.
Well, hurry up.
Nathan interrupted me. My favorite green vegetable would probably be the cucumber daddy.
Ooh.
Of course it would.
Okay.
Because all you got to do is put that little bad boy in some vinegar, and then you get a pickle, my guy.
Ah,
and we all like some pickles.
We all like a pickle, huh?
Yeah, boy. Okay, so pickles. Do you prefer dill pickles or sweet pickles?
I like a good sweet pickle.
You like them little jerkins?
I like a good sweet pickle chip or the little mini pickles.
The little cherub pickles. Like sweeter dill.
I'd be a whole dill pickle.
All day long, right? Dill.
Yep.
Spears or a whole pickle?
I got a pickle.
Depend.
I got a
If I'm doing
dill
pickles,
I
like a spear.
You like spears?
No.
If I'm doing dill pickles,
hold.
I like spears or chips. If I'm doing sweet pickles, I like the little baby pickles.
I mean, if you can't finish a whole pickle, just you can say that. We're not judging.
I probably couldn't finish a whole full, like, especially those big-ass pickles. Have you seen some of those? Like those,
They're
you get, like,
delicious.
The fair and stuff? Like,
there's
I
a TikTok
of
a guy
body.
Eating an entire jar of those fair pickles in, like, 8 minutes.
Oh, wow. I couldn't do that.
Why he wanted to do that, I don't know, but it was fun to watch.
We're going to run out of time before you get to your big daddy, Green.
Oh, we only have to 11?
Yes.
Damn, you blog talk. Okay. So the granddaddy of all green is going to have to go to my boy in the swamp. How could you forget? Like, that'll ever happen. Shrek, my guys. How could you forget the green boy?
Oh, my God. We also forgot Mikey from Monsters, Inc., bro. We also forgot Mikey from Monsters, Inc.
Mikey from Monsters, Inc. is not on the same level as Shrek, Dakota.
No.
That little one-eyed cretin cannot stand up to the king of the swamp. Shrek is love and Shrek is life.
He has the whole soundtrack. Multiple.
You know, I will give you Shrek. I will give you Shrek, all right? I do agree. Shrek is an awesome movie, the first, like, two. After that, I don't know why.
All of them are great, even though that fourth one with Rumpelstiltskin is a little rough to watch. But I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, I can't complain.
That's the one I can't stand.
I can't complain about anything to do with Shrek except for I think Lord Farquaad should have lived for a couple more movies.
Yes, that's the like he was the best one. Like
some of you may die.
Die.
But it's a sacrifice that I am willing to make.
Willing to make. Oh my God.
What about the green M&M from the commercials?
We're not gonna talk about the green M&M. Nathan's horny enough as it is.
And that's when we're going to end the show tonight. That's going on another t-shirt for Nathan. It's going to on the front. We're not going to talk about the game in the name. And on the back, Nathan's horny enough as it is.
Shrek is love.
Shrek is love. We're going to get
the
shirt
made
up
because his mother is the one that makes her shirt. So.
Oh, it's going to happen. I'm already got an order in.
Yeah, it's like,
so
going to happen.
We got 2 minutes,
standby.
I think.
Yeah, we got about a minute and 30 seconds.
All right, so, Lacey, you know what to do.
Yeah,
take us out, Lacey.
You can find us on Facebook on Too Much Nerd Talk. We have our own page. You can also find us individually on Dakota's Facebook page, Ryan's Facebook page. We also have Facebook pages for Ask Me Levice, The Stash, and Dramatically Siblings for me and Ryan as well. You can also find us on all social media platforms pretty much. There we go. That was a quick rundown.
And you can find Dakota on Plenty of Fish and other dating sites.
Yeah.
Guys, next week, I kind of wanted to go ahead with the Dragon Ball tribute.
We
recently said we lost Toriyama. It will not be just a one-and-done episode, so I'm sure if there's things we forget or whatever, just like everything else, we'll revisit. So that's next week. I'll try to get an ad up and actually do research like a normal podcaster for this week. But other than that, Dakota, you know what to do.
I'll take it out with if you've learned anything from the night's episode, remember, always roast the world. Why?
Because the world needs
Shrek.
Because the world needs Shrek. Sing it out, Ryan.
Well, that'll ever happen. And remember, don't trust the men in black. Don't trust them.
And fuck you, Denmark. Okay,
see ya. Bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody. Everybody have a great night.